Glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You have to constantly be in a position and in a posture of making a demand on your faith. I'm not coming into a chaotic situation to submit to the chaos. I'm coming up in here. God got me here, so this thing got to change. This has got to change. Hello. Between that first night and that second night, we changed a lot of things. I took the set man and Pastor C's. I took him aside and said, listen, we can't have it like this. I said, this is, I understand the culture. I celebrated 30 years this year going into Haiti. 30 years. So I'm acquainted with the culture. I said, but listen, we're not bound by your culture. I said, if you all are connected to me and we are connected here, then we're going to bring a pattern here. It ain't going to be like this. I said, so I need y'all to understand, next time we come in, when we bring our youth now, I'm doing some leadership summits. We're going to get all this into the leaders so that the leaders get a hold on things going on, so it's not just chaos all the time. Hello? And so that the pattern of heaven can come down that we have received, so that prosperity and increase can start coming in, because God said, I'll bless the pattern. Amen? Amen? But listen, you can't be timid and a coward in situations like that. You have to make a demand on your faith. Amen. There's an obstacle. There's a barrier here. What do I do? Stop and give up? What do I do? Say if there's 10 and stop at 10? No, you use your faith. You make a demand on your faith because God is waiting. God has already commanded. God does not halfway do stuff. He already told Elijah, I've commanded a widow woman. So now, Elijah, you place a demand on her. To place a demand on her faith. And when she did, the result was the barrel didn't run out. There was plenty because there was a demand made upon her faith. The law of increase. Until you make a demand. It does not matter what our economy looks like. That's part of a culture. An American culture. And an American culture is not a kingdom culture. Hello? Come on. It may be nice. You know, the Romans, when they ruled the world, everywhere they went, they made it better for every nation. They built roads, aqueducts. They did a whole lot of stuff to improve the condition of that nation. But they were tyrants. So just having nice stuff does not mean that it's kingdom culture. Hello. What we must establish is the kingdom culture. And you can only do that by making a demand on your faith. When you see something not aligning itself with the Word of God, stop compromising. Stop being so, amen, so timid and so easily, you know, jelly back. Let me say it that way. And easy to give up on something and easy to try to, you know, I just don't want no trouble. Sometimes you get in trouble without asking for trouble. So God commanded the widow woman. And then Elijah placed a demand on her. And when she placed a demand on her faith, a supply was created. God has commanded. I'm petitioning you to place a demand on you, to place a demand on your faith, so that you can experience a supply being created. Whatever God calls for, He provides for. That's what potential is. What you haven't tapped yet, whatever God calls for, He'll provide for it. Tell somebody, don't be afraid. God has already commanded. Time won't suffice me to go through this totally, but in 2 Kings, write it down, chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. There's a woman whose husband has died, and the creditors are coming for her son, her sons. Elisha says, "What do you have in the house?" She says, "A little bit of oil." He says, "Go borrow empty vessels, not a few. Close the doors and pour into the vessels." When she placed a demand on her faith, through the man of God placing a demand upon her, the little cruse of oil that she had, this is the wonderful thing. Let's say she had this much oil. Come on, that's all she had. And this is about a little more than halfway full. This is all she had. But the man of God said, "Go borrow vessels." And he said, "Don't just borrow a few." In other words, don't be average with this thing. Don't be slack with this thing. You know, go get a couple of vessels. They said, go fill up your house with vessels. Come on, see, Abraham stopped at 10. And so God stopped. "Go get vessels, not a few." She sent her sons out and they filled the house with vessels. He said, "Now go in your house, shut your door. And out of what you have, because you've obeyed, a demand is going to be placed on your faith." Now notice, she began to pour. Imagine her getting a big old barrel. The sons rolled a barrel in there. Maybe they dragged a tub in there. Big pots, the big earthen vessels. All she had was this, but there was a demand made on her faith. So she was receiving this from another source. You make a demand on your faith, I'm telling you, things start happening that are not natural, that are extraordinary. You have to sometimes stand in awe. Where is this coming from? How is this happening? Because God has already commanded. And it's beyond what you see with your eyes. It's beyond what you experience in your circumstance. God is the provision. He's already commanded. She goes in there and starts to pour. Now, this wouldn't even fill up a little cup. But she starts with the tub. Goes to pouring. And pouring. And pouring. And pouring. And pouring, and they looking at this little thing, and they're pouring, and the tub is filled up, and the oil hadn't gone anywhere. They go to the big old barrel now. Now by this time they're excited now. That's filled up. Shows their sons, "Look here, the oil is still in here. Bring me another vessel." They pour all day long, they're pouring. All day long, they're pouring. Why? There's a demand placed upon their faith, and their faith is supplying what they need. If you have faith like a mustard seed, they were just pouring and pouring and pouring. And you know what? The oil didn't stop. The bottle didn't empty till they came to the last vessel. I'd have told him, "Hey, before I get to this last one, go scour the rest of the countryside. Bring some more. Get everybody a vessel. Because, see, it ain't going to stop till we stop." "You got some more?" "Yeah, okay." See? Let me tell you something. When it comes to things like this, when God places opportunities in front of us, I want you to take this to heart. All the vessels that she poured into were borrowed. They were not her vessels. Here's a law of increase. As long as you take of the oil that you have and you are pouring it into a vessel that is not yours, you will always have oil. You will always have oil. You will always have oil. The moment you have no more vessels to pour into, your oil stops. The bottle's empty. The law of increase. There is that scatters and yet increases. I'll say it again. There is that scatters, but yet increases. This is the law of increase. So when opportunities come like that, we ought to jump toward things like that, because it's giving into the vision of God. It's giving into lives we don't even know yet. It's giving into people's lives who will be saved that we haven't even met yet. But we're pouring oil. So guess what? Our oil will not stop. I will always have sufficient. I will always have my needs met. And guess what? If I'm pouring into other vessels, I'm going to have more than enough to sustain my family, to pay my creditors. Hello? Do we need to go there? Do you have enough oil to get yourself out of debt? You won't be owing everybody. We'll be able to walk in what we testify and what we confess. I owe no man anything but love. If you'll place a demand on your faith, that oil never stops. Tell me that. That can only be God. The law of increase. Debts paid. Family cared for. I want to go to one last scripture here. Isaiah 45. I want you to hear what the Lord says here. Isaiah 45 and verse 11. And I'm bothering you again. Tell someone next to you. God's speaking to you in this verse. Isaiah 45, 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning my work, or and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. What if Abraham had have gone to one? What if the king had a smote 10 or 15 or 20 times? What if you here today say, I'll not sit here and die?
We have come to the close of part 32 of The Faith Crises, The Law of Increase. Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In 1 Kings chapter 17, the prophet commanded the woman to make him a small cake first. Giving God what is required first opens the door for increase. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Oftentimes, our blessing is so close, but we stop three-quarters of the way to our destiny because of fear of failure or the pressure is too intense. Remember, God has to get some things out of you in order to get some things to you. God is waiting for you to bust the move.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.